Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we haven't talked to Verz in a while. Since then, people forget a week ago today, Nebraska beat Iowa. Verz looked great on the broadcast for the state championship game and got one of the best seats in the house for, of course, Westside and Gretna, and he joins us now. Good morning, sir.
What's up, Sharpie?
How you doing? How are you doing? How would you sum up the last week of Nebraska football beginning today or beginning last Friday to today? Good luck.
Are we on the see on the TV? There's no delay. So I had to really watch what I was doing. Especially when my guy, I think it was from Neely Oakdale, went down there and got his whole team set up to spike the ball, and then we had to flag that for not having a mouthpiece, and I about let the F1 go there. It's Ron Burgundy, man. You're in a glass box of emotion. I'm sitting there, and my senior guys here at Paisanos will vouch for this. Now, the game's going on Friday. I'm mad enough with the way – let's just be honest. They should have went in at halftime 27-0, worst-case scenario. And then you're on – now you do all the dumb play calls you want to do, okay? Every dumb play call that you made, you just keep making those when you're up 27-0, all right? But I told the two older boys, I'm like, listen, man, here's the deal. And they knew I was mad. I said, you guys hold tight here. I said, I'm leaving here at 8 o'clock. And I rarely leave. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm driving to Lincoln. I'm like, we're going to have some words. Man, this old man calling plays. We're going to play. And I'm pissed. I'm really pissed. Because I could just see it slowly drifting away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's no need for this game to be where it is. But the boys prevailed and they won. It was awesome. And I was so happy for them. I was so happy for Mickey and the crew. And then, you get into the higher. And I understand, why Trev made the call he had to make. But then, I'm fielding calls from my buddies. They're upset. And, at the time, rightfully so. And then, the next stuff happens, and you're just like, man, my thoughts and prayers are out to Joseph Penn. I hope everything can get straightened out and figured out. It just sucks that it's gone the way it has, and we've got a new coach, and as always, whenever we get a new coach, I'll fully support Eddie and everything they do and help however I can, and so that gets us to today.
Verz, outside of, the disappointment of, I know a lot of former players, especially at the time, wanted Mickey Joseph to get the job, and I totally understand that. At removing the Mickey part of it from the equation, just what were your general thoughts of Matt Rhule just as the hire, as a coach?
Well, like anything that kind of revolves in my life, I've made money off him. So when he was at Temple, that guy's a machine. I did well. And so that was awesome. We went to Baylor. I did the same thing. And so, now, anytime a college coach goes to the NFL, especially when you're the rah-rah, you're that guy, which I feel Matt Rhule is, a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, probably dynamic speaker in team meetings and stuff like that. That doesn't always resonate in the NFL. It's a totally different world, which makes it, and I don't know Shanley, I've talked to him a few times on the radio, but it was somehow Matt Rhule wronged him, and it bad.
Yeah, well.
But he's a guy who knows done it, right? He's inherited chaos. Now, I think the rosters he inherited aren't nearly, as catastrophic as people view, but he has a clear concise vision of what he wants to do. Now, he hit a lot of hot button topics. He hired a strength coach that just, listen, man, if we can get into half as good a shape as that guy, life would be good. Life would be real good. You know, hiring the defensive backs coach right away, I thought was big because it's your best room, it's your most talented room. And you can get in there and try to salvage, you know, guys to stay, which is where we're at. Fans should not get mad at kids portaling out. They have that right, that opportunity. Yep. They've had that opportunity forever. It's just a different set of circumstances. They don't have to sit out. They have to do what's best for them. Nebraska did what Nebraska felt was best for Nebraska. The kid on the inside there has to do what's best, what he views is best for him. And just because you get in the portal doesn't mean you find a home in the portal. You could probably be back where you wanted to check out, and that's the player's right too. So I think he'll do a good job. I kind of heard about the covert ops thing he and his wife did, and just came in, and which I think is a good move. You know, go in there where nobody really knows you, and just kind of take in the atmosphere and see if the fan base is crazy, if it's just passion, or if it's a mixture of both.
Yeah,
or if they're just that desperate to win. You know, they just want to win. They want to be associated with winning because it's such a part of their life. It just makes it an awesome place to play. And coach.
Mm-hmm. Matt Verzal joining us here on 1620. So there is a key position that is open, and that is the offensive line coach. You know what potentially could come back. We're all trying to – we really don't know what Satterfield's offense is going to be because five different places – he's had essentially five different tweaks to the offense, kind of adapting it to their personnel and where they're at. We're not going to probably see a ton of 10 and 11 personnel like he's run a lot at South Carolina. He looks like it might run a little bit more of the tempo where they were physical at the line of scrimmage. They had more pullers and maybe then the RPO game that they had at Baylor. But what do you think when they're out looking for an offensive line coach? And it's kind of all over the place. We don't know if it's not you who's going to be the offensive line coach there. What do you think they're looking for? What is the offensive line coach that's not brand new like Donovan Raiola? What do you think their trait has to be for them to be successful right away coaching that position with a room that is really kind of in flux right now?
Well, man, I know you've got a new guy in the mix, Oregon state champion. Offensive line coach Adam True, shout out to Summit High School, took home the 5A state championship. Now, we've all got together and talked, and we are going to go in as a group. It's about four of us. They're going to coach the position. They're not paying any of us real well, but we're good with that for now. So, the same, you know, in regard to the OC and what he's going to run, you better listen to your head, man. Your head man said you're going to build it from the lines. So you ain't going to make no friends coming out five wide and nothing. I got to have a guy that, and I don't factor into this, just my little pea brain, but a guy that can see or maybe resurrect some careers, because we've got guys that were brought in that we were told by all these super smart recruiting service people, like these brilliant dudes that know all this about putting stars on people, that these guys were good. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In one instance, I agree. And so that guy that's the O-line coach has to go to the jack strength guy and say, hey, dog, we got to get these guys' hips, ankles, knees back to functioning. They're very stiff. They're very cumbersome. You get these guys back agile, I will take care of the asking. Okay? You live up to your end, I'll live up to my end. We will move on in harmony. And it will be great. Because then we're going to do a service for our head coach where he can go into the recruiting class and the portal and the JUCO. And he can try to find 6 to 8 defensive linemen that we feel can play right away because we need that bat. Listen, man, Swole Normus, you got to do your gig. You can get that done in these next few months. I'll do my gig, and we'll be good. So that's he's got to be a guy that enough. We worry about all this stuff, right? What's this? I don't even know the offensive coordinator's name.
Marcus.
What's he going to run? What are we going to do? We ain't building bombs. We're playing football. You're going inside, outside zone. there's two schemes. You run pin pull, there's third scheme. Mm-hmm. Then you run ass kicker. We're just going straight ahead. We don't give an ass which way we're going. We're going forward. That's it. There's no more. Nothing else needs to be done and discussed. It used to just be simple rules where it's like I'm covered or uncovered. Now I got to find a point man. So you get the smartest guy and you put him in the center. But can you find the middle linebacker, sir? Yes, that guy. 51. We're blocking him. Then the count happens. We don't have to make this complex. We need a great teacher. We need a great educator. A guy that's going to give an attaboy but also give an ass to him, which I think those guys need. And then, you know, get them back to where they're feeling good about themselves, that they have a lot of self-doubt.
Yep.
You can watch it when they play. They start to believe in themselves and tap into that one point in time in their life when they were awesome at football. And go back to that spot. Go find your happy place and play. He's got to be that kind of guy, right, that can see it, see the talent in it. We need to make these tweaks to you physically. We're going to do that in the offseason, and you're going to get out here in the spring. It ain't rocket science. We're going to figure this system out. We're going to figure these four schemes out. We're done. That's it. There ain't nothing else going to happen. We're going to go. We're going to play aggressively. We're going to play with a bad attitude.
Vers, you mentioned some of the guys on the line that maybe were a little overly hyped coming out of high school, according to the recruiting services. If you were looking at trying to fill out that line, are you just strictly looking at, hey, I want the guys that can move the way I need to and the biggest version of that guy? Or is there a body type you're looking for? Like, what's your profile if you were trying to fill out that line?
Football player. That's it. Mm-hmm. So 5'8", Aaron Taylor size, 7'4", Zach Weir size. Do not care. Can you play football? That's it. Do you have an inherent desire inside of your being to never be beaten on a play? And if you do get beaten on a rare occurrence, does it piss you off? Does it haunt you? Can you shut that off and then refocus for the next play and then make sure that never happens again, that you never feel that way again? Football player. That's it. Don't take the matrix eye and you can shove them things so far where the sun don't shine. I don't care. That's not reality. That's not football. That's a dream that you're selling, that this is the perfect specimen to do this. Great. He has no lateral mobility, but he is your 7'2" guy you want. His arm span's 97 feet, but he can't move left to right. He doesn't have that. Well, how are you going to play the game, right? He gets his ass whooped, and it doesn't bother him. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That eliminate that. Like, they torch that thing and never talk about it again, for me, it will be too soon. I'm so over that. Go find five dudes that are football players and don't want to lose, and just watch what happens. Just that subtle change. I'm a football. Milt Tenefer and Tom Osborne and other guys on staff from a long time ago had such a finite eye. Think about this. You go down to Lawton Ike in Oklahoma, and you say, hey, man, why don't you guys want that guy right there? Oh, he's only 6'1¾", or he's only 6'2". Okay, well, we're going to take him, and he's going to start as a freshman, and then he's going to be real good. He's going to be all conference, and then he's going to go to the NFL and play for 13 years. That's your story of Will Shield,
mm-hmm.
right? We'll go down to Wichita Falls, Texas, take this little roly-poly kid that plays soccer over in Weinstein Air Force Base in Germany, carry his side of beef down a fat-soaked ladder getting out of a semi-truck. He's got amazing feet and a bad attitude. He ain't bad. He won a big old fancy trophy. Uh-huh. Aaron Taylor. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you have to go uh-huh. look at the field and see the guy that's playing and see the guy that steps off and he catches your eye different.
Hey.
We talked about floors, right?
Yep.
Floors, spin that thing like, you know, Caleb Benning. They didn't want to press Caleb and make Caleb have to respect a high nine round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Caleb doesn't care. Caleb watches that thing, breaks on the ball before it's thrown. Pit. guys that jump off the screen. If it had to take us that long to figure out Alvarado was that good, by the way, Sharpie, I missed it. One of West Side's slogans was all for one, one for all.
Yep.
I missed it. I should have said all for one and three for Alvarado. I should have hit that one. I was bad on my part, but it was only my second time doing that. I'll be better in the future. You know, this is all coaches, right? If somebody doesn't get that little linebacker out of Clarkson, and if you don't think that kid can help your team, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Beeson, I think is his last name, 13.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. He's running the practice. They break the huddle. He looks back, and the secondary is wrong. He turns around like, nah, you got him. You got him. If that happens, you do this. Lineman, you do this. Other linebacker, you just take what I don't get.
Yeah.
It's awesome, right? The kid out in Ely Oakdale. Hell of an athlete. I've forgotten all their names here. I apologize. But go find a football player, put him on your team, and see what happens. You'll be better the next day.
I agree with you. And by the way, I'm glad you brought up Adam True. I didn't remember that he's been there for what, almost 15 years. At that high school in Bend.
Since he retired, he hasn't always coached.
Okay.
When I went out to visit him, he was coaching. they took a sabbatical, and then one of his Graziani, maybe the okay. quarterback. That played in the league, he's the head coach now.
Okay.
And so Adam got back in the mix. Like, oh, they suckered you back in there, buddy. Good luck. it's cool because they speak the same language, right? They know that they have a relationship, so it makes it a real smooth transition. Yeah, they won 5A. I don't understand all the classes in Oregon, mm-hmm. but they won. That's all that matters.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. Verz, great job. I enjoyed it once again on NET, and you got to see three really, really good games. Of course, the Class A one as well.
Yeah, it's helped. Thanks for everybody for the nice comments. Hopefully, they'll let me do it again next year. We'll see what happens.
By the way, whoever
said I was in PJ Fleck cosplay, I'll come figure it out with you. I think it was fight.
The sweater was really good. I liked it. Oh, better than the suit and tie.
Yeah, casual.
Yeah,
you got to follow Puntney's lead, though. He puts on, by the way, we all say that one wrong, too. It's Puntney. Or Puntney. There's a punt in there.
Okay. But
he wears like, normal people shoes, like running shoes. I got on dress shoes. By the end of that thing, I was like, man, my feet hurt. Like, this sucks. But no, I didn't cuss. We had good games. You know, everybody played hard. It was a good day.
Good stuff. Thanks, Verz. Have a good weekend.
Be good, boys.
That's Matt Verzel, unfiltered, which is always a good thing. That's
hey, he the, saved that's himself the best
version.
This time.
There's the best version of Verz.
Yeah. It has been a busy day in the portal recruiting. There are we know that Iowa, Oklahoma State, and Nebraska are throughout the metro.
Mm-hmm.
Omaha West Side, as to be expected, very popular place. Bellevue West, as to be expected, very popular place. Elkhorn South, Gretna.
Mm-hmm.
Creighton Prep. For anybody, and going back to the top of the hour with our visit with Shafe, people that are wondering, are they really going to keep Donovan Raiola? You know, I mean, Keith Williams being out on the road and Donovan not.
Instead of Raiola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a pretty good sign that if he was going to be retained, he'd be out on the road.
So one quick email here, because Robbie loves this time of the year. He loves coaching season. He loves assistant coach because we're trying to put things together.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are trying to figure out the Schumann connection because everybody right now is connected to Rule.
Yeah.
So Michael writes in, Fran Brown, the current DB coach at Georgia, coached with Rule at both Temple and then followed him to Baylor. Even though it is not a coaching connection to Schumann, maybe Rule has contacted Brown to get the information on Schumann from a person's opinion he's worked with.
So there is an adjacency there.
Yes.
That makes sense, which is that's all I was looking for because people kept saying that name and couldn't give me why that name existed. Like, just you're at Georgia, you're probably not just going, you know what seems fun? Nebraska. You know, like, unless there's some in there. So that makes sense. So thank you, emailer. We appreciate you connecting the dots for me there.
I don't think we're Phil Snow out.
Yeah, he's,
Elijah Robinson probably out.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Unfortunately, I think Texas A&M put on the full court press to keep Elijah Robinson. And I'm guessing he gets a bump to co-DC to stay.
Jeff Collins at Georgia Tech. There's a connection there.
That's probably, if it's, that would be my bet, would be Jeff Collins. That's the one that makes the most sense to me.
So we will follow this. But, you know, unless there's some guys that are, they just have to have their paperwork done and they'll make it then officially announced. I would think there's probably got to be some people that are coaching, whether they're being college, the NFL this weekend, that will end up at Nebraska.
Yeah, you have to think so.
Because everything about this weekend is recruiting for Nebraska, whether it be out on the road or they are, I think they're either they've done it or they have put together in a really quick fashion a little get-together with in-state guys this weekend in Lincoln.
That's good. That's good.
All right, we'll come back. We'll put a wrap on it. Final thoughts of a weekend, championship weekend, some good NFL and volleyball as well. Nebraska tries to get to the Sweet 16 tonight. They take on KU, and Creighton begins their road tonight against Auburn. We'll do all that as we put a close on this edition of Gary and Friends with Robbie and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.